Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com. Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio.
All right. You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio here on irlonestar.com worldwide and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. Hanging out in the studio, if you're hearing this voice right now, that means we are live and we are on YouTube and Facebook. So if you want to watch us, join us at Lone Star Community Radio. I got returning guests. I got Elizabeth and Trish in the studio. We're going to be talking about the upcoming, or this week really, the upcoming political candidate forum for the City of Conroe elections. So, ladies, it's so nice to have you back in the studio. What's going on?
Well, thank you.
Great to be back.
We love it.
And just to let folks know, I did put links and everything for the forum and more information about the This is a mouthful if I can get this right. Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park and Commission. It's a big word. If you haven't checked out the park or the commission, I guess it's just a commission.
The commission and check out the park.
Yes, because like when I tell people it's a park, it's more than that. It's going to be more than that. You're getting a building that basically is going to be, I would say, it's like a welcome center, kind of information center slash.
Education center.
Yeah, it's like it's center weird. Center.
So museum,
like
gift shop.
Yeah,
so a when little you coffee, sell a little honey.
See, that's
the
what I'm talking about.
People there.
Do you when you hear the word park? Do you think of those things? I don't.
Absolutely not. I think of a bench.
Yeah, I think yes.
Trees.
I think of Joey's bench over there. That's what I think of.
Good. Yeah.
But yeah. So people need to check out the park, and a lot of things are happening there. And you guys, as a nonprofit organization, felt the need for the community to have a place to meet the candidates and people who are running for Conroe positions, meaning the mayor and the city council, not constables, not sheriff, not any of those kind of things. This is strictly, I would say, City Hall, Conroe City Hall people.
That's exactly what it is, the City of Conroe.
There we go. And what it's going to be happening on April 18th over at the Owen Theater, which is in downtown Conroe.
That's right. That's
and correct. It's free. For the community, and also you invite people to participate, so you can actually submit questions anonymously for the candidates, and you guys go through them, and because you can't ask every single question ever, right?
So, no, we would be there a very long time.
Yeah, so,
but we are trying to.
So let's, if you don't mind, let's let the people know what exactly are they expecting to do on the 18th. Like, what time should they show up? What's going on with the program itself? Because there's like what. Total like 12 candidates or something like
There's
that.
There's 10 candidates 10,
yeah,
total.
Total. So that's a lot of what do you call it? Fluff talk. You know, I don't know how much fluff talk I could take.
This is not going to be fluff talk.
I know.
No, it's going to be very specific issues
yes.
that affect the city and the citizens. And
let's
the
talk about
owners.
That. So it starts at what time?
It starts at 6:00. From 6 to 6:30, we have a meet and greet where all the candidates are going to be in the lobby of the Owen Theater. So get there before 6. That way you can have an opportunity to meet all 10 candidates running for City Place 1, 2, and Mayor. And then from 6:30 to 8, we begin the political forum where we will be asking questions. We'll have two moderators.
Okay.
And the moderators will ask questions that we have pulled from the community. Trish, do you want to tell them a little bit about our boxes that we've placed?
We have boxes in City Hall. We have boxes at the Conroe Chamber. And we have a box at Honor Cafe and one at our office, but also at Storage 105, where we have sheets of paper in the citizens.
What's the deal with Storage 105?
That's the veteran breakfast. So every Wednesday at 8:00,
it's like I don't know what goes on over there, but there's something always going on. That's actually where I use my storages. And every time I go there, I feel like, is there like a secret club here?
There is.
Yes.
It is
a veteran secret club.
Okay. That makes me feel so much better. I was like, there's just a lot more
really
people messing around with their storage today. And
yes. Any veteran that has served our
and they
country,
have a breakfast?
They host mm-hmm. different restaurants throughout the city.
Really?
And the county actually serve them breakfast and thank them for their service.
Well, I'm glad I give them money every month.
That's good.
Because hopefully some of that money goes to that, because that sounds
probably.
Like a good idea. Dude, I love that place. Everyone's really sweet
they
there.
They gather early and stay late.
And, absolutely. Thank you for answering that question, because I'm like, what is going on over here? Because I didn't realize they have that huge, the facility.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
just a storage facility. They yep. also have the business park. Is that them too?
Yes. The right? owners offered up that. A storage unit that they have converted to a gathering place. The American Legion meets there. Yeah. There's different veteran organizations that okay. meet, but every Wednesday at 8.
Why do you meet these owners?
They're wonderful, and you just go and volunteer. Trish and I have had the honor and privilege to be able to serve breakfast there, and all our veterans. And
here's your slop.
It's very community.
Is that what you say? Here's your slop. What do they say?
Slop? No. Breakfast.
Oh, no, there's military people have code words.
Chow. Yes.
Chow. Yeah.
Chow.
Here's your
yeah.
chow.
Here's
That's
your
the
chow.
Code word.
This is fancier chow than that.
No K rations or C rations.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
no MPs.
So we're around town. There's boxes available to submit your questions.
Yes.
And basically what's going to end up happening is at 6 o'clock you show up and you get to meet the candidates till 6:30. Yes. And then from 6:30 till what, 9 or 8?
8.
It's going to be a organized event, meaning you're yes. going to let these people talk, these people talk, these people talk, hear your questions, hear your questions, hear your questions. And it's all moderated. So it's kind of like I guess it's just like a forum, I guess.
It is.
It is a political forum.
So boring.
I'm giving you a hard time. They'll be allotted. You know, they can't, a candidate, when they're asked
yeah,
a question,
that never
they have
works.
A minute to answer.
That never works.
Oh, it's going to work.
It's
this is a military operation.
That's what I like. That's what I like.
We are not playing.
So that's why I always felt instead of police officers, you should have like actual MPs.
There you go.
And then that's more intimidating. You know, it's like the military police can kind of do whatever they want. This isn't good because you know local police would be like, well, this isn't really my jurisdiction, but
right.
Military police are like, I don't care. You're getting out of here.
It is a public service, so we want to make sure all the candidates have an opportunity to say what they feel they want to do for the city, and it will be orderly. And we submitted the rules to the candidates well over a week ago, so they mm-hmm. are very aware
yeah.
of the structure.
Well, I hope they are. I mean, this is actually the only event I know of that actually is inviting the public to talk and meet the candidates.
Yeah, a lot of them are small, like little meet and greets at someone's home or in
yeah.
the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, it's not like
open to the public.
Open to the public and
yeah.
go out to eat, frequent some businesses before or afterwards. You know,
enjoy. That's right. It's right at the Owen Theater.
Downtown Conroe. Yeah.
All right, where should we tell people to go eat? Besides, is Honor Cafe open for dinner on Thursdays?
Yes, I think Honor Cafe, Main, 202 Main. There's so many different areas now.
I would just go to Foss Brewery. That would be me. Just get
get
a little toss before I go to the political forum.
Yeah, we will have security.
And I'll bring,
so maybe afterwards.
I'll bring my whistle. I'll bring my whistle. I'm like, that's a foul.
No whistles. No. Oh, I didn't write that in the rules, but now we can add that.
Yeah, good. No, yeah. No disruptions. You get one warning and then you're out.
You're out.
Yes, yes.
So I'm excited about it because it is an important thing that has to happen in every, I guess, democratic society. I hate using those
democratic
kind of words.
Democratic republic.
Whatever.
In a free society.
In America.
In a free society.
A free
there
society.
You go. And this is the first of its kind from you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, this is the first political forum. We've done a cake and speak, but it was more like
cake,
a meet and greet.
A cake and speak?
Cake auction crazy. And speak
I was like,
event.
How can you speak with cake in your mouth?
But this is our... No. That'd be interesting. But no. That'd be rude. No, but this is our first political forum.
Yeah, it's
and
exciting.
All 10 candidates have been invited and all have RSVP'd.
Look
so
at that.
We're very excited mm-hmm. about that.
So if you're one of those picture people, you want to get your picture with every candidate. Everyone, I love
you
people
can.
That do that. It's like, well, I want to get everyone because in case that one wins, so I
Selfies.
Can say I know them. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I like about Morgan Luttrell. It's like, he's like, you want a picture with me? I was like, well, why do I want a picture with you? I'm just kidding, Morgan. Morgan's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he won. And so, so that's exciting. And it's like, again, guys, if you want more detailed information, we put a link to the honormission.org's website for the event. If you have a good question, I think this is something I want to talk about. The questions we're going to be asking, I wouldn't necessarily, they're gotcha questions because you guys are going to go through them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important about these questions is they're universal to most of the people trying to serve the city of Conroe through an elected position, meaning it's not like, hey, Mr. XYZ, only this question's only for you, and you're going to answer it. So when you submit questions, don't think you're going to be talking to a specific candidate. It's got to be for everybody, especially if it's not just the mayor. It's like, oh, because positions don't necessarily mean they have one job. So position one and two are, they basically do the same thing. Because a lot of people get confused.
Where they sit on council and it affects the city, all their decisions.
Well, I learned that some cities are set up differently, mm-hmm. where there's precincts. And so it's like,
it's true.
This is only to you because you live in this precinct. Or it's kind of like the court system. You only handle civil court. So I'm not going to ask you questions about, you know, the Supreme Court rulings and things like that.
No.
And I think it's important to know that. So when you're writing a question, if you want it to get asked, it's got to be universal. So that's the way I think about it.
That affect the city of Conroe. So
they won't be directed towards one candidate.
Yeah, and that's important.
And will not be taking questions from the floor.
No.
No, I wouldn't. That would be silly.
Oh, I've witnessed.
And you guys are streaming it too, right?
Yes, we are.
So if you can't make it, you can still follow Honor Mission on their Facebook. And where are y'all going with that?
Facebook, Instagram, and our website as well, mm-hmm. honoredmission.org.
That's cool.
And our Facebook is the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. So, and you can link on all of them from our website. So, it'll be an exciting night. It'll be a service. It's a service. Please, everyone, come. Get to know your candidates. And that way, you know, your voice, your vote is your voice. So,
when people say that, I'm like, yeah, is it?
Yes, it is.
Maybe.
Absolutely is.
I'm kidding. Oh, actually, let's talk a little bit about that, because I don't know too much. This is a unique election because it's city elections.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so it's not piggybacking on other things. I think there's a couple things piggybacking on it, like the sheriff. I think sheriff's on the ballot too, right?
That would be a county election. And that
is that a different date?
So they had their election, and now there's a runoff for the sheriff. And that is on a different date. That's in May.
I'm not up to date.
There's early voting. We'll start next week for the city of Conroe.
So this is where people get kind of lost.
And then May 4th is the actual election day.
So May 4th
for the city of Conroe.
Is the city of Conroe. So if you live in the city of Conroe, it's not. I imagine it's not difficult to find out where to go vote.
And no, you can go. Library is one location. You actually can go on to Montgomery Votes. You can also link on the city's website as well, and it'll list all the locations and dates.
Unfortunately, I can't vote.
Same here.
I'm a felon.
Me too.
So it's like, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well,
it affects all of us because we work
like,
here.
No, it does. No, you're right. So it's important to especially get just be knowing what's going on, because every city has issues and every city has something positive to talk about. It's kind of like you have to balance act it. And but it's also good to be informed long term, because that's why I chose to work here and be here and serve here, is because I think Conroe is going to be is one of the coolest places ever.
Absolutely.
So he's got to keep that cool rolling. And
absolutely.
So May 4th is the election day. Early voting starts probably 2 weeks before that or something like that.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week. So from the 22nd to the 20th.
Who manages all that? Do you know?
MCTX votes right off of, you know, where their headquarters
are. Okay, so the county kind of handles it?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Okay.
By the airport.
Okay.
You go.
Because I know they have that. Is it mctx.org that has all the information on where to go vote, if you're eligible, all that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are you eligible? Where you go?
Okay. All right, that's fun. That's fun. So learn a lot this 18th, this Thursday at 6 o'clock. Get there early. Doors open at 6?
Well, prior to that, yes. Yes. Okay. But the
Owen Theater is really easy to get to.
Exactly.
So it's really easy. Yeah, there's the jury parking behind it, and especially I like what you said to go eat or something beforehand.
Yeah, there's parking in front of the theater, behind the theater, along the streets. Yeah. There's plenty of parking for everyone.
That's cool. And there's a lot of seats, too. I think there's like 200 something
seats. 250 seats, but there's standing room as well. Everyone is welcome.
That's cool. And it's streaming.
And you can stream. So even
there's
more.
No excuse not to be informed.
Absolutely.
You lazy punks. Right? All of them are lazy punks, right? No, so, Trish, what's wrong? Are you okay? You look great.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful day. Actually, it's not really beautiful today. It's
a little muggy.
I take that back.
It's not July or August. Yeah. So
humidity is here.
It's really humidity. I was walking downtown yesterday morning, and I was like, Am I sweating or?
Yeah,
you're
sweating.
Or am I shedding?
You're sweating.
I don't know
maybe
what's
happening. Maybe
what's
both.
What's happening?
You're sweating.
Possibly.
I love it. And, but yeah, okay, cool. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about? Because y'all have so much going on over there at the park. I know you are, was it like next year the building's going to be done?
By the end of this year.
End of this year?
Depending on rain and other circumstances, construction.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you're building a building.
I do want to mention one thing.
Okay.
We, even with construction and all, we are still honoring and observing Memorial Day at 9 a.m. on the 27th, on Memorial Day. So please, everyone, join us. It's a free event.
All right, so on the 27th of May.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Over there
on
at the
Memorial
park.
Day, 9 a.m.
Okay.
Be about an hour and a half.
Y'all do that all the time, though. It's a lot of fun.
We do. We do. And even with the construction, I don't want people to be held up on that. We
make
will
sure
still, same place,
make
same
Make sure
time.
To call the construction people and be like, hey, can y'all not work?
They will
this
have
time?
Off that day.
Okay. Yes. I'm just making sure because over here, the city's always doing something. And I'm like, a call would have been nice.
Everyone's off. So in the city and the county, there's so many people going to be there. We have great guests from the city and the county, and we have a wonderful guest speaker this year.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It's a surprise until we announce it.
Okay.
So
that's fine with me. I mean, surprises are something I love and I enjoy. So
me too.
And that's May 27th. All the events and stuff's on your website too, because you guys
absolutely.
Are always doing something. And then you informed me today. And can I talk about
yes,
this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So if you guys didn't know, back in the day when they were fundraising to build the park, they had a really great, I guess you would call it, was a memorial?
Yeah, it is a memorial.
It's called
monument.
The Line.
It's The Line.
And basically, it's just this, well, it's a growing thing.
Yes,
of people
on
who,
panel line.
People who served.
Correct.
And they were honorably discharged. The dishonorable people, we don't care about.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Oh, come on. Come on, guys. Well, basically, because I remember when you guys were fundraising, so it costs money to put a name on because mm-hmm. it's a donation to the park.
Correct.
And now that you guys have done a great job, you know, talking about the park, getting people involved, now you guys can offer it for free.
Yes.
It was there's a certain requirement, and I'm holding it in my hand, and it just says no jerks.
No, it does not,
it does
say,
not
that.
Say that.
Mm-mm, not in print.
Oh. Okay.
So anyone that has served this country in any of the branches, we thank you. It's just our way of thanking them for their service. And we are very fortunate to live in this country because 100%.
And it's beautiful. You can go see it right now if you want to understand more of the concept of what the line is. You just
absolutely.
Go over to
we
the
park.
We have
8 panels.
Yeah.
We're working on more. It'll surround the park one day.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. And it's not restricted to anyone, the city or the county. It's anyone that has served this great nation. So
yeah.
you
coast
can nominate
to coast.
Friends, family, loved ones,
yeah.
Companions. And if you want to make a donation, it just goes back into the park.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And you can, again, go on honoredmission.org and you can submit online, or we have actual applications throughout the city. We actually have some here in the lobby of City mm-hmm. Hall, so if they want to, and at our offices, which we currently office at
you
700
have Space
Metcalf.
Force on here?
Of yeah. course, they are a part of the branch.
That's
of the Air Force. Absolutely.
I still don't think that's real.
It is.
Have you met anybody
yes.
that's serving in Space Force?
My daughter is a physicist, and her friends and companion, she has two that work for
so
Space
they're real.
Force. They're real.
Oh, man.
One actually served as an Air Force, then went to Texas Tech, graduated, and then became an officer, and now is serving in Space Force. Yes.
Because I always felt like Space Force, you got to be invited. It's like you have to be smart.
Well, you have to apply, yes. I mean,
right? You have to be smart to be in Space Force?
I think you have to be smart to be in all our branches.
Is it? I always thought yes. the Marines was like the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, no. Our chairman's a Marine.
I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. I have family members that are Marines, and
yeah,
I'm just kidding. I love Marines.
Not getting in trouble.
I'm kidding. I love. I wish my cousin was listening right now. That'd be great. You'd have a good laugh with that one. But no, I've not yet met a Space Force person. I'm like, these people aren't real.
They're
not real.
They are.
They're AI.
Yeah, that's what
they,
it is.
They work with AI.
Oh, I love it. That's scary. But again, we have Elizabeth and Trisha in the studio. You're with the Montgomery County Memorial Veterans Memorial Park and Commission.
Very good.
Whew, got it.
It's a tough one.
It's great.
MCVMC.
Well, it's that's an army thing. Everything's got to be so long and You know, it's ridiculous. But
there's only one of us.
So Memorial Day, and then you guys just have so much going on. Like we talked about the facility you're building and the kind of the annual events y'all do, especially with this new one coming up with the 18th with the candidate forum.
Yes.
Because you guys are technically Montgomery County, so it's just kind of like you saw a need in the community and you did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what y'all do.
But okay. We house in the city of Conroe, so, you know, yeah. This is a public service, and there'll be more to come. Our building is just going to enable us to even expand the programs that we currently have, like Retire Respect and working with Boy Scouts and ROTC and Operation Silver, and there's just so many more things.
This isn't related to you at all, but okay. I was talking to the Commemorative Air Force Commission folks last weekend, and the Texas Raiders. And the local one, they house some planes here. They got a new plane. Did you hear about that?
Yes, yes.
Is it a B-17? What is it? No.
No.
It's not as big as the one they had that
It is
crashed,
a bomber, I believe. But
Nancy was telling me about it. So yes. I was really excited. And I was like, okay, another cool plane I get to get into.
Absolutely. So. They were very, they're very sweet. Trish and I have had the opportunity to fly with them. So
really?
We are very honored. And you know, we do have the B-17 and P-63 monument at the park, the Texas Raider B-17 monument at the park. So we honor them always. They're a part of our family now.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
That was back in October where we unveiled
it.
It's
too early, Trish, for me.
Well, it's too early. You need to go take a nap.
I know.
Yeah.
I need a nap.
You can take a walk. I know where you can go.
I know. I was thinking. Because I saw the statue. I saw the statue. And it's huge.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, and it plays video footage, historical, in the bend that also
I wish I remember
perished.
What plane they got. Because it's a crazy story what Nancy was telling me.
Yes.
Because like some private guy in France.
Yep.
Because apparently that plane served in that area. It's an American plane. And I didn't say that specific plane, but basically that village was helped by our armed service. And that plane was part of the operation. So he bought it and he wanted to like remodel or rebuild it to kind of honor it.
It's amazing.
It was really strange. And then he just ran out of money.
Now
it's coming here.
Honor it.
There we go.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Wonderful.
Coming to Conroe.
And maybe I'll be lucky and we can go fly it together. That would be exciting.
Yeah. I want to see Conroe from up high. That'd be fun.
It is beautiful. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was very gracious that they flew my husband and I just a few weeks ago. It was a perfect day. Literally, it was sunny and gorgeous and the lake and Conroe, and it was just amazing. I got to see my house. So that was interesting.
Well, I got to call my roofer.
Yeah, time for a paint job.
But okay, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about? Like, I mean, the Astros are doing all right, and...
Well, definitely go on the days they honor veterans. So please visit us. We do give tours of the park and the building. Just, you know,
there's so
keep
much
an
to
eye
see
out.
There.
There's going to be so many things. And you can always call us at the office, 936-521-3668, or you can go on to honoredmission.org. And we are serving the public. So please join us this Thursday, which is this week, just a few days away on the 18th.
Free.
Open to the public. Absolutely free. It's a public service. Please meet your candidates, and your vote is your voice. Don't forget that.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to be shutting down this interview here. We do have a special guest tomorrow. We have a musician that's playing in Conroe at the Corner Pub this Friday. So we're going to have Eli Leave. I'm going to find out how to say it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
So he's going to be on a Zoom call with me because he travels around the country performing. So he'll be at the Corner Pub this Friday. So, guys, you need to stick around for that. Ladies, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you. And enjoy the rest of this muggy day.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Warren's Lone Star here on Lone Star Community Radio, irlonestar.com. If you want to be a guest on my show, you're welcome. Just contact us through Facebook, Lone Star Community Radio, or just check out the website, irlonestar.com. We're going to get back to the music. See you guys later.
Saturday Divorce Workshop provides unbiased information to help you understand